So what steps have I taken out of obedience, really, and to publicly acknowledge my commitment to following Christ and a change in my heart? So just to give you a bit of background, I've actually been a Christian for many years, but I guess not really wholeheartedly. I was actually a toddler when my mum first came to River. But during later years at school, activities such as horse riding on a Sunday morning became higher up on the priority list, and church and God sadly fell further down. And eventually, I more or less slipped away from church altogether. However, I feel that God has actually been really faithful in my life and has always placed really key people.
So even at school and at university, I did join the Christian Union. So I went along, but actually, if I'm completely honest, it was only really when it was convenient or if my friends were going as well. So I've always been on a journey with God, but I've tended to veer off, get distracted, often make bad judgments or decisions along the way, and all along basically thinking that I knew best. After university, I went travelling around the world for a year. And then when I came home, I actually moved to London for work. And I lived with a good friend, Hannah, whose father was actually the leader of St. Brinus in High Wycombe. And she encouraged me to do the Alpha course at HTB, which was really amazing. Made loads of good friends there. However, it turned out that actually there was a job at home that I wanted to go for. So I did that, moved back home, and unfortunately drifted away from God and from church again. And actually thinking about it in the week, the best analogy I could come up with really was that God was in a box, really. That he's always been there, but quite often with the lid on, shut and away. And I'd only open it really when it was convenient for me or if I needed him or whatever. But yeah, there was a bit of a turning point about a year or so ago. It was a pretty low time after a relationship breakdown. And I was feeling pretty tired and teary and depressed for quite a while. It kind of felt like I was pedalling along in my life, but I was on a static exercise bike and all my friends were pedalling faster and past me. So I couldn't really see a way out. But actually, just before that, I had been to a couple of services at River and I'd heard about Lynx International going to Malawi and they'd wanted to team up with River to do that, and I just really felt that that's something I wanted to do. I'd been to Malawi before, loved the place as a country and wanted to help people out there, so it was actually brilliant because as well as doing that work, I also kind of made some firm friends with people at River, which was great. So when I came back, I'd actually been to a couple of meetings and then I went to a joint meeting at Maidenhead. And actually, Jan Vickers approached me at the end. I was just standing waiting to leave and there's sort of the prophetic area at the back. And so she asked if I wanted to sit with her and sort of have a word or whatever. So I just found myself sitting down with her. She knew nothing of my recent hurts or fears or anything like that. She sort of opened the Bible and just gave me a verse. But first she said, I feel as if you perhaps are walking uncomfortable, thorny, rocky ground. So the verse she had was from Isaiah 35, verse 1 and 2. And she described that basically I would now experience a time of green pastures and sunshine-filled days and flowers and joy and singing, and that I didn't need to be afraid, really, of what the future was going to hold. So that to me was just, felt like God was really just speaking into my heart. That's exactly what I needed to hear at that point. So that was kind of the pivotal bit for me, really. As I say, I just felt God really speaking to me that day, and I haven't looked back since. I no longer feel afraid of what the future's going to hold. And yeah, I've had a brilliant time the last year, made really firm friends here, and have brilliant relationships and things like that. So I feel like I've started to build a real personal and meaningful relationship with God, and I know now in my heart that he really does love me and he has a perfect plan for my life. I just wanted to acknowledge that today, really. I know that his way is the right way for me, and I don't want to fight against that anymore. I want to allow God to work in my life, find out all the exciting things he's got planned for me, and how he's going to use me.
That was awesome. You're amazing. Who's next? Kathy!
That was way too good, Amy. How can I follow that? And I haven't got any notes. I just wanted to say thanks to all the people who've come along to support me and the other two people being baptised. My family have come from Essex, which really touched me. I won't start crying, but thank you very much. And all my friends, and in fact the friend I've had longest, Jan, is sitting here, so I wanted to say to her thank you very much. Difficult to know what to say. I'm just going to share a little bit about why Phil and I came to be at River. So for a long while we were very happy, and we were very blessed because we had two lovely children. We had a very comfortable lifestyle. Life was rolling along beautifully. We didn't really have any major issues. But something just felt missing. We didn't feel, you know, shouldn't we be feeling happier than we are? Shouldn't this be such a great life? But something just kind of wasn't quite there. So it just so happened that Phil's niece was visiting from New Zealand, and we took her along to King's Church, where it's really lovely to see Shelley. Thanks for coming along. From King's Church in High Wycombe. And the first time we went there, it's very similar to River, and I just couldn't stop crying the whole time. I thought, what? I just got to understand it. I was just sitting and they were singing, and I thought, tears are running down my face. I thought, what? It's ridiculous. We kept going, and because everyone was very friendly, and we loved the feel of King's Church there. And so one day I said to another friend, Karen, she's not here unfortunately, but I said to her, why am I crying? What? And she said, well, you've got everything, but that's your soul calling out. Your tears is your soul coming out of you, wanting something. So that really made me think, but I couldn't think of any other explanation for why that had been happening to me, because I'm not normally an overly crying person. I talk a lot, but I don't cry a lot. So that was sort of the beginning. And then through Alison Hopkinson and John and Nikki Shepherd, we came to River. Sorry, and Pete. Sorry, I've got you, Pete. We came to River, and we just love River Church here. Just everyone is so welcoming and fantastic. So gradually, bit by bit, the church or River or religion or what Christianity, whatever you want to label it or call it, has become more and more important to me. And subtly, things have changed for me. Probably the people that know me best can't tell any difference at all, but I do feel a lot different, and it's really enriched my relationship with Phil. And since being with River, the same as Amy, I experienced a great trip to Malawi with Ian and Liz. Where are they? There they are. Which I really enjoyed, and I'm sure a lot of you I've told all about it, so that was a great trip. Anyway, the reason I'm here to be baptised is that sometimes it's really hard to actually say what you actually feel and think, because a lot of the time when you're talking to people, you're speaking other people's words, you're reading from a script. But the reason that I want to be baptised is because I know God is real, and I want to acknowledge that Jesus lived, and that I believe in God and Jesus. And that's it.
Well done. Sim!
So I kind of figured that I would share kind of a lot about me, but being here now, I've kind of decided that I'm not going to, because it's quite depressing and a bit kind of, Linda, you can vouch for that, it's pretty dark and pretty horrid. And actually, this is kind of, well, it's a celebration, isn't it? And it's a kind of a happy time, and it's a good time, and it's a forward time, it's not a backward time. But I just want to... I'll give you a kind of a brief. outline on how I came to church. I met my gorgeous husband, Daniel, who was Christian. I wasn't at the time, so that was tricky. But, you know, throughout our relationship, Daniel would talk to me and he would kind of, you know, just throw in the odd God word there and the odd Jesus word here. And I was having none of it. I dug my heels in and I was having none of it. And at the time, I was working for a friend of mine. I was just helping a friend of mine who had a printing company. And I was wrapping up these magazines for her and putting a stamp on them and then sending them off. And I was just kind of doing it, not really taking much notice of it. And I'd done thousands of these magazines, literally thousands. And I never really looked at them. And all the while, Daniel and I are kind of having these odd God chats and whatnot. Obviously, little bits are going in. You then start going, oh, maybe. So then at work, I'm looking at this magazine and I actually stop. Oh no, before that, what was happening was there were little things in the radio, like there were things on TV and songs on the radio that would just have words in, like blessed or devotion or love or something that made me kind of go, oh, that's a bit weird. That's all right, that's a bit strange. So after that happened, then I decided to have a quick look at these magazines that I'm doing. And they were Kenneth Copeland Ministry magazines. And on the front of this magazine, all I could see, everything was covered, but all I could see on this magazine was like an emblem like this big, and it just said, Jesus is love. And at that point I went, okay, fine, if you're there, come on, bring it to me, just give it to me. Since that day, I've just never, I can't put into words how it's changed me and how it's kind of filled me with just uncontrollable love and, you know, happiness. And I genuinely believe that the Wests came into my life at such a time. I needed them at that time that I met Daniel, I met the family. They're all amazing. Not. I tell you why, I had a word with the big guy upstairs and I was like, no, not today, thank you. No. So obviously I've just sucked it up and he's got me now and the penny's dropped and it was almost like he's kind of gone, thank you, I'm here, did you not know all along? So actually the bad times that have happened before, I kind of go, okay, so you did that because I needed to do this. And yeah, that was sucky, but I got this out of it. And you know, it does that to you. He does that to you. And then, so I did the Alpha. I loved it. Daniel did it with me. I started to come to church regularly. I loved it. I still love it. And the reason I want to be baptized today is for the same reasons as Kathy and Amy, to commit myself to God, to skip and walk and run and dance with Jesus every day, and to be blessed.
Soon.